It was a busy day for Google yesterday. The company surprised some analysts with plans to sell its stock at higher than expected prices. Some may have wondered if the lofty valuation was worth it after the search engine became the victim of an internet virus. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Google announced plans to sell about 25 million shares for an asking price of between $108 and $135 each. The details of one of the most highly anticipated IPOs in years were made public in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday. The high price surprised some analysts because Google founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page went out of their way to set up a process that would allow ordinary people to be able to buy the stock. John Fitzgibbon writes a column for Red Herring Online and has been following the IPO market since 1970.
You see very, very few IPOs priced in that high price range. Now, if Google is going to be the IPO for everybody, come one, come all, $100 a share, that's a carnival.
Fitzgibbon says he can't remember an IPO in over 30 years with initial share prices that high. The company also only plans to offer up to 9% of its stock to the public. Based on the share price, the company has a market capitalization between $29 and $36 billion. The share prices may turn off some buyers, and some had a glitch yesterday in service. Several search engines, including Google, shut down shortly after becoming victims of a new version of the My Doom virus. Google can only hope its IPO goes a little more smoothly. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.